This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Almost 3,000 people have been evacuated in the Sydney area. The Nepean River is receding a little from its peak, but with more rain expected, it is no time for complacency. Melissa McIntosh is the federal member for Lindsay, which includes the Penrith area. Thanks so much for your time, Ms. McIntosh.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm sitting here in my car, an Emu plane. It's pouring rain at the moment, and as you said, the river's dropped a little bit, but while the rain still falls and the dam potentially still spills, we are definitely not out of the woods.
Yeah. So I know you're a local born in Nepean Hospital. Have you seen anything like this before in your time?
No, I'm 43 years old. Not that I want to give away my age, but one in 50-year flood. Like me, so many people in our community have never seen anything like this. Mm. We have lots of young families now in the area, and it's quite distressing to see. Yesterday we were out on the banks of the river on the Emu Plain side, and people were just really concerned that their homes might go under. I spoke to residents at Nepean Shores in a retirement village on the Penrith side, trying to help them get prepared to potentially evacuate, which they end up having to do. The communities, although we know that it could come, we're still pretty shocked that it has come.
Yeah. And what do you want people in the Penrith area to know right now?
Absolute number one priority is to keep safe, keep yourself safe, your families, your neighbours, and make sure you're still really alert to the SES advice. And those evacuation orders, if they come through, you do get noticed by a text message, and then you'll get alerted to evacuate if you need to. And we have a number of areas that have had to evacuate and are still evacuated. So number one is stay safe. It's not just the river now. It's the creeks around the river. It's the roads, really dangerous roads. So please don't go out unless you have to, and just look after each other.
Mm. And if people have had to evacuate and they don't have family and friends nearby, how can they find out where their nearest evacuation centres are?
The SES is in control of the evacuation centres, and at the moment Penrith Evacuation Centre is in Castle Hill. I'm pushing really hard to see if we can get one a little bit more local, but this is in the control of the SES, and there's many reasons why they determine a location. First priority, really, if you can, is to go with your families or friends.
Of course. And so we know the rain's going to continue today and tomorrow with some heavy falls still expected. What are you, expecting over the next few days?
You don't, as you said, you don't want to become complacent, because it is really great to see the river go down. But the rain is really hard right now. So while it is still falling, we just need to keep an eye on what's going on and just follow the official advice that's coming through. That's the best thing. I think safety in this time is very much a priority. We're nowhere near cleanup stage yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the very best.
Thank you. Thanks for your support of our community. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been hearing from the federal member for Lindsay, Melissa McIntosh.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.